All right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, welcome to another fun-filled, fun-packed episode of Conversations About Dot, Dot, Dot. My name is Will. In a world where we've got an actor strike, writer strikes, all these type of things going on, we got, you know, wars and rumors of wars and all those things, brought a group of people together to talk about something we love, which is HeroClix. This week, we've got our spoilers for Notorious. I've got Calder Ness with me, Kyrie Sampson, and Antonio Clark. And we're going to sit down and talk about some stuff. So, gentlemen, introduce yourselves, starting with Calder, and let's work our way through to Antonio.
Okay, absolutely. Howdy, howdy. Let's get rowdy. I am Calder Ness from the Dial H for HeroClix podcast/YouTube channel. I've been playing HeroClix for a real long time, but not as long as some of you old folks out there. I just like to have fun, play my main boys, Captain America, Steve Rogers, Lex Luthor, all those guys, and just roll dice, have fun. That's what it's all about.
Mr. Sampson.
Hi, this is Kyrie Sampson, a.k.a. Baroni KJS. I am the webmaster of HeroClixin, where it's all about fun. And I am one of those old guys who has been playing HeroClix even longer than Calder. since, oh gosh, 05, I've been in this game. So yeah, I really like it. It's a perfect storm for me. And I was really excited to get to see these glorious previews well in advance of when you usually get to hear about them.
Mm-hmm. All right, Mr. Clark.
What's going on, everybody? It is your super sketch artist, Antonio Clark. You know, I am a full-time illustrator. As you can see in my background, I got all the villains and the heroes ready right there. HeroClix is, I collect comics, so HeroClix, I've been, like Kyrie, I've been playing since 2005, you know, collect every set. Spidey's my favorite fictional character, but Superman's my nickname. I don't have any Superman stuff on today, but I love Clix. There's a, like it was said, it's a perfect storm. So and I'm ready to talk about this new set. As you can see, I love me some villains. So this is exciting set for sure.
Definitely, sure. Definitely. By the way, guys, not to be that guy, but 2004.
Okay.
For me, right. I played since Icons. So, and then I went back and started looking through some stuff, trying to get like Icons, Armor Wars, and then I was like, well, what's before that? So,
actually,
Icons came out in 2005.
I will say Icons came out in 2005. When did Fantastic Forces come out?
Well, it might have been before. Okay, I thought it was 2004. Maybe I'm just off by here.
I've been playing since Fantastic Forces, so, but.
Okay.
Peeing contest aside.
Yeah. No. Yeah. I was just trying to be funny with it, but it's like, all right. Well, if it came out in 2005, we all played about the same time. So there we go.
We all played about the same time.
So that's all that. So first things.
Calder is the sweet summer child in this quartet.
12 years, though, man. Hey, 2011.
You know what?
That's yesterday.
Calder, be happy, though. Be happy, Calder, because Captain America really came up in the last, like, you like maybe last 10 years after you started playing. Mm-hmm. If you would have saw Captain America dials, especially like in Armor Wars, you were like, what the hell is this? Like,
I not to get us too off track. I recently did a video where I ranked every single Captain America dial. And when we started with Infinity Challenge, I was like, man, they must have hated him back then. These are horrible, you know.
That video was so much fun, Calder. I had so much fun watching it.
I'm going
to do a similar one for Black Panther at some point.
Just a quick thing for everyone who's listening. As a former playtester, what people don't understand is that playtesters are not required to know what the characters do and read comics. So when you talk about like a character or somebody must not have liked him, I 100% know that it probably was somebody who really didn't know anything about Captain America, hadn't read any books or anything like that. So just keep that in mind going forward. Not every playtester knows comics, read comics, even really likes comics. Just keep that in mind.
Interesting.
Things you learn. I was just going to say, I thought John Stewart was the one everybody hated in here in WizKids land. That's a whole other story.
They hated John Stewart.
They probably do.
Oh, my gosh. That's a whole video into itself.
I might need to write a book.
I just need a John Stewart that's a good sniper that can just snipe, like, you know.
They had one. The LE, the LE for more light was perfect. LE for more light was perfect. Yeah. He was a perfect John Stewart. Perfect. Ten range. He was perfect.
Yeah. I'm surprised. I'll be honest. I'm surprised we didn't get more more legacy cards from World Light, to be honest. A lot of the legacy cards came from the Trinity War stuff. Yeah.
That's how we're getting our Crime Syndicate in this set, which is interesting to me. I still want the Crime Syndicate, so I'm all for it.
Yeah, definitely so. So let's start off with the first question I have, which is, what is a figure that you are surprised to see in the set? And we'll start with Antonio and let him start off, and then you pick the next person to go.
For me, it was Golden Glider. And Golden Glider was definitely not a piece that I was thinking of. I thought we were going to do Heavy Injustice in this set. I thought it was going to be Heavy Injustice. I knew it was going to take from Forever Evil, so I knew what to kind of expect. I was hoping that we'd get, like, Heavy Injustice stuff, because that Injustice stuff is amazing. But Golden Glider was – Golden Glider and Frank the Plant. I never watched just like Scott Porter, I never watched the Harley Quinn. Unfortunately, I have to watch it now because so many cool characters that came from that. But Frank the Plant and Golden Glider are two pieces that if you would have bet me $1,000, I would have lost every cent. You know?
Yeah.
I guess just go down the line. Go ahead, Calder. Go ahead.
Sure. The polar bear. I don't read a lot of DC, but I was like, this is just a polar bear. You know, it's really interesting. So that totally caught me off guard. I was like, okay, wow. All right. Generic heavy set. Fun. Kari, take it away.
I mean, both of those were really, really good examples of things that just don't expect in this set. I'm trying to think what else kind of took me by surprise like that. Starfight.
Okay.
Starfight was a bit of a surprise, especially with us not maybe actually getting a Starro in the set.
It's tricky. It's tricky.
It's weird.
Yeah. Antonio said before we got started recording, he said he had an in on that. So I'm gonna let him say his in right now on that one, because that'll shut me down on something later.
So Kari, here's the thing. Toyman, who is a super rare, is holding a Starro.
Oh, okay.
So I think that Toyman is going to make a bystander of some kind that is a Starro. Mm. It's very, very, very interesting for a character to be holding another character that is not in the set in any kind of way, and for us to get the Starro fight. 1+1 is always going to equal 2. So not saying that it's a lock.
Yeah.
But when I saw that sculpt and I saw that we had no Starro in the set, I said, yo, there's no reason why he's holding a Starro. Like because Toyman is from
Legion of Doom.
He's from the Super Friends. There was no Starro in the Super Friends show at all. So we're gonna see. I think that's how we're gonna see it.
I like that theory. I like that.
Yeah, I have my own theory, which is a little bit the same thing, but I am kind of wishing, you know, there was that Con LE of Starro that created his own Starro fights. And I was like, what if Toyman comes to the legacy card for that Starro? But at a lower point value. Like, say it only can be played, if you play it with him, it can only be played at, say, 30 points. And it's like a colossal retaliator.
Now you're talking about a $50. Now you're talking about a 50 plus super rare coming up.
Yeah.
And what? Like that's not ever happened before. I mean, come on.
You're not lying. You're not lying at all.
Yeah.
You know, just saying that's an idea. So Kyrie got his out. So I'll go ahead and pick up on my surprise one. I knew that we were going to be Harley Quinn show heavy. By the way, the guy that voices Frank the Planet is JB Smoove.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
But anyway, I didn't realize we were going to get kind of that whole Harley Quinn sub theme. I was like, oh, okay, well, we got Harley, we got old Cybernex or whatever, we got Frank, and, you know, we got King Shark who can kind of go, you know, Harley Show or Suicide Squad.
Right.
You know, because he's on both. And so, you know, just that day, that really kind of surprised me how much of the Harley Quinn show we were getting. And then also, of course, I think I mentioned it before we started recording, and that's why Antonio had his thing about Starro. It's like, where's Starro? But like, we got Starro fights, but where's Starro at? You know, that was my thing. So I'm going to start with this one and then work my way out, which will be what do I feel like is a meta piece that's going to be out of this just from what was spoiled. I think the Quarter of Thunder at 15 points with the ability to equip a Yellow Lantern ring and throw out all sorts of crazy constructs for 15 points. It's like everybody was like, oh, well, you know, Wonder Woman gave us the cheapest ring slingers because you didn't, you know, you get they get the ring for free and they could throw out constructs. But it's like now it's like, oh, we got a guy that's 15 points that can do it. You know.
And it's good 15 points.
And it's a good 15 points. Or you could just be like, well, I'm going to pulse wave and play for 50 and be able to throw all this stuff around too, you know, just because why not? So that's my meta piece of choice. Kyrie, what's your meta piece that you feel like is out of the set?
I might need to pass on this question because, A, I'm Mr. Fun, so I don't judge meta very well.
Okay.
More likely to find something that's a little outside the meta and make it work.
Well, you can tell you something outside the meta if you want to.
Yeah. But also, when I was watching these things, I was just focusing on building these checklists that I make of every set. So I really wasn't paying much attention to the dials and powers.
Okay.
Oh.
Fair enough. So what's in your situation, what's a piece that you feel like will put in work, whether it's meta or not?
Hold on, I'm just kind of scanning the list here.
Okay. I tell you what, I'm going to let you scan the list. You got one? Okay.
Lightning Queen's ability to double prob, maybe.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. That's definitely a thing. I mean, in a world where prob is not super abundant, that's why they can do it twice.
Nice.
Yeah.
Lightning Queen is nice. She's nice. That's a nice piece. A nice piece. She's 100 points, though. That's the only thing. She's 100 points, but that's a pretty nice piece.
Yeah. I will say this, too. I think it's interesting. We got the evil Superman and the evil Batman. I'm like, oh, hey, look. There's some people that could split off from World's Finest.
Yeah.
There's nobody, realistically, if we're being honest about it, well, in a fun game, sure. But in a meta, in any kind of meta sense, as soon as this set comes out, the only two pieces that will be splitting off from World's Finest, if it's played, is Chase Superman and Chase Batman. Like, they're literally the only things that you should probably be putting out on the map. Like, because they're so, especially deceased Superman. Like, if we're being honest about the situation, you know?
Well, do we know how many points the Chase Batman is?
He's 60, but people are running, from what you've seen in states, people are running World's Finest at full.
Yeah.
And if you run them at full, being able to put out even the Black Lantern Superman that we saw today at 120, and him be able to do what he can do, and then that Chase Batman for 60 points, you know, I mean, or just whatever variation you want. But yeah.
Yeah. All right. So, Kyrie, who do you want to go next?
Antonio.
Thank you, sir. I think it's really three characters that I think will be meta worthy. One is that Riddler. That Riddler is amazing. I think he's great. I think Golden Glider is going to being able to come over and like hurt somebody from moving next to him, and being able to blaze a group of people. Where, like, you know, taxis that carry multiple people are a thing just in regular games and in the meta format. Being able to potentially blaze and roll a separate blaze. She does what the X-23 does from the Hellfire Gala. Mm-hmm. I absolutely love that piece. And I also think Frank the Plant, I know it sounds weird. I think somebody's going to find a way to make Frank the Plant really, really work. Because if you don't take him down, him being able to, if he wants you to hurt him so he can flurry blaze you and heal back up to click one. And I think that's pretty cool. So those are my choices.
And he can be carried as though he's tiny, even though he's not, which means you could equip him.
So, I mean, you literally put, I'm a person where I love the Miramasa. Putting the Miramasa on, it's such an underrated, the Miramasa and the Black Bone of Amduat are two underrated weapons that no one really is talking about or uses. And it cures almost 100% of what's actually in the meta. And no one uses it. So.
Well, I mean, you know, that, what's the Null Sword?
Necro Sword
hasn't rotated yet. So I think once the Necro Sword rotates, I think a lot of people are going to get a lot more creative on their equips.
We'll see. Go ahead, Calder.
So for my meta pick from the set, I'm going to go with Necron, actually. Now, I don't think he in and of himself, he's a bad 40 points, right? He's like three clicks long for 40 points that can be super easily KO'd. But looking at like just Black Lantern Superman and being curious about what the other Black Lanterns might do, the game right now is very much a how little can I pay and like how many points can I cheat onto this build? And he lets you cheat, what is Superman, like 120 or something? And his top line is like 260. So he's like, okay, here's a grave marker. Give someone the freaking Indigo ring. Support Superman really quick. I just cheated 140 points of Superman onto my team. And now he's full power and he's going to bash you. And I can do that with like every Black Lantern if I want to. So I think that's just really good. Getting a Black Lantern to full just right away, just increasing values, all this stuff. You know, like, oh, why pay 120 points? I mean, why pay 260 when I pay 120, really 160 with Necron, and I get the 260 dial just right away? So I think the ability to cheat points is really strong. Throwing out the grave marker for free is really good. So that's kind of my pick, but we'll have to see what people end up building with.
Well, dude, let me ask you this real fast. Do you think they're going to errata that, considering that is such an easy way to get so many points? Do you think they're going to errata that to make it so? Because I think the way it goes right now, they can only heal based on they can only heal past their starting a certain kind of way. But it's once you heal past that starting, then you can, it doesn't say that that's the only way that they heal. Do you think they're going to errata that to make it more like less kind of broken and crazy?
I hope they make it more in line with what we've seen with like vampire dials and stuff like that. So we'll see. You know, there was a lot of stuff I figured needs an errata from like Avengers 60th that we haven't seen any changes for yet. But so we'll see what WizKids end up doing. But yeah, I do think this healing is going to be really out of control.
In a world where the Hulk has not really been messed with a whole lot, you know, Mister, I'm 10 points and I go from 10 points to what, 90? You still get penalized points, only 10. You know, if they're gonna go after Black Lantern, they'd have to go after the Hulk too.
Well, they already did kind of go after Hulk.
They already did.
Let the fool in one or two turns like before.
Okay,
right.
Well, now it might take four turns.
Yeah, it really slows it down.
Yeah.
I got you.
Turn four to get my 10 points.
Oh,
exactly. Yeah. But so another question I'm going to ask on this is, what was there a figure that, because we kind of talked about figures that surprised you already. I guess my other question on it is there a figure that you sit there and look at and you're going like, why is this here? Like I said, kind of a weird one or something like that. What I loved as a kid, well, I grew up on Super Friends, okay? So I love the Legion of Doom as a concept. I'm like, first of all, I'm like, they missed an opportunity because Solomon Grundy should have had a special power that said Solomon Grundy wants pants too.
Yeah.
And if for those that don't know where that came from, it's an old Cartoon Network skit back in the late 2000s, their Legion of Doom was in the thing and they were having a meeting. And so all they were arguing amongst themselves. And at one point, you know, they were like, well, Batman has a utility belt. And then Solomon Grundy was like, well, Solomon Grundy wants a utility belt too. And then Brainiac is arguing like, I just want pants, a decent pair of pants. And then all of a sudden Solomon Grundy's like, Solomon Grundy wants pants too. And I'm going, Solomon Grundy has pants, but okay. Yeah. If Solomon Grundy wants pants, give that man some pants. Like, I don't know what else to tell you.
They did that. They did it. They did it with the chases. They did it with the chases, like, a little bit. You know what I'm saying? They did that with the chases. Like, the flavor text for the chases, if we still lived in the world of like them doing flavor text for everything, we probably would have got exactly what you wanted.
Now, I will say this too. I noticed like some of the bigger figures aren't as big as they could be, especially when we've seen bigger versions of figures in the past, like Solomon Grundy, case in point. Solomon Grundy feels really tiny compared to previous versions of Solomon Grundy that we've gotten.
Pretty much every version of Solomon Grundy we've got.
Yeah.
Every version of Solomon Grundy dwarfs this. I think that's the thing that I'm very surprised that even Necron, right? Necron is a giant, and he's not bigger than the polar bear. Which is just like, whoa. So that's literally I saw somebody online talking about like, oh, I can't wait to equip Necron with this, with the ring and everything like that. And it's like, oh, someone was like, but he's a giant. And it's like, huh, but he's so small. And I was like, so that's a super adaptoid that just got made who's tiny. Yeah, that's super adaptoid. We still have like those huge minotaurs that we got. They were huge for no reason.
The Wonder Woman. Yeah.
For no reason.
Huge for no reason. Just ruining our stories.
For whatever reason. Like,
you are ruining your stuff. Yo, Kyrie, like, I have a whole swath of them. I have like a whole thing of them just sitting to the side because they're just too big to put into your case. Like,
Antonio is coming to Worlds this year. And he says he's going to play a Minotaur team and destroy the meta.
Yeah,
he's gonna bring all the Minotaurs. Be like, yep,
all the Minotaur, Maxi Zeus for the win.
So that was the thing that really messed me was that I was just sitting there going like, man, his stuff is really tiny compared to some of the stuff we've gotten. But hey, I ain't too mad at it because we're getting another DC set this year.
Right.
Amen to that.
Even though we went like a full calendar year without a DC set, 2 in 1 year, it's a good enough makeup. I'll take that.
Yeah. Another thing that weirded me out about it is they kept saying we're supposed to be getting objects with it, but I saw no objects pulled out of that brick.
Yeah, I don't know.
No.
I don't believe objects is going to be. I don't think there's.
Just like there's no team up cards, which I think this set would have been perfect for team up cards. This set would have been perfect.
Especially Legion of Doom.
Evil Squad. You know, all these teams you're specifically pulling from would have been great for team up cards. Yeah,
Suicide Squad, the you could have gone.
Who do we have?
Injustice Squad,
right?
Crime Syndicate,
Legion. I mean,
they just gave us Chase team up cards. So I think they probably were like, hey, okay, you know, let's slow down just a little bit. We did just make them have Chase team up cards, so let's ease up off the gas just a little bit, probably. You know.
Could have been like Black Lantern team up card.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Could you imagine what Necron would have been able to do? Like,
yeah,
Necron
would have been nuts.
Oh my gosh.
Just give the Black Hand and Necron team up cards. Don't give the Chases this time. Just Necron and Black Hand and just be like, here you go.
Necron and Black Hand.
I will say for extras they did have, I love the Riddler mystery card. That's a cool way to make a mystery card. I love the War of Jokes and Riddles in comics. Like that's fantastic. It's flavorful. I really enjoy that. So even though we're not getting, like, doesn't look like we're getting objects, not getting team up cards, all this stuff. I like some of the extra things they have thrown in though, because that's flavorful.
Yeah. So here's another fun question for you. This is just off topic a bit because, I said that my piece on that. Did anybody else have anything to say on the weird things about the set?
I can honestly say I did not expect every kind of major villain to have a goon. I also didn't expect Gorilla Boss. Like, you know, characters like, now here's the thing. I'm going to sculpt swap Gorilla Boss into Mr. Fix-It. I'm going to take that head off and make him into Mr. Fix-It. That's perfect. That's like a perfect body for Mr. Fix-It since we seem to not get one for the Hulk. But at the end of the day, I really didn't expect everyone to get. Like Calder said, the polar bear. When I saw the polar bear, I was like, oh my gosh, like what's going on? But it makes sense because you see them and you've seen them multiple times, the polar bears. So I think the plethora of generics is a sight for sore eyes for me. If you look at the unboxing, he pulled the generic in every single booster.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To me,
in almost all.
No, in every, and literally in Kyrie, in every booster, there was a generic. In every
except
one.
For, no, except for the, The Harley one, I don't think, had a generic in it.
Every booster had a generic.
If you what was the generic in the Harley one?
I think it was the it wasn't the Joker goon. It was the it was the first goon. It was the goon.
You're right.
Funny goon. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, almost every common slot is a generic, and I'm absolutely cool here for that.
Chef's kiss for it, man. Chef's kiss, and then making it so that it's not like faction dependent on like poofing them in and out. Oh, now we talking about the Thunder of Quard being such a good play. The Mad Hatter, I don't know about y'all, but that Mad Hatter is amazing. That Mad Hatter generic for 15 points, mind control and support and willpower. Like, what are we talking about? Like, that's friggin' good.
Yeah, I love the look of the rabbit one for the Mad Hatter. Yeah. That look was dope for me.
Super creepy too. Like, I don't know about anybody. It's super creepy.
Yep, and the hands, like,
yeah, like the it's super creepy.
Mm-hmm. So, because that's got to be really interesting too. I mean, especially in sealed, because more than likely, I mean, do we have another set coming out before Worlds?
No.
So more than likely, battle royales for Worlds will probably be Notorious.
Yeah,
which means you're gonna get a bunch of interesting teams out of sealed booster stuff for Notorious. I'll tell you.
Worlds is going to be interesting, but we haven't seen the set. So when you see a set like this, what we hadn't seen really besides the chase is somebody that like trucks through the set. Usually we end up seeing like a rare or a super rare that just trucks through everything. And the only thing that we saw in the unboxing that trucks through everything really is the Superman chase. Everything else is you can deal with. So those are going to be some good matches, but whoever does pull that chase Superman is probably going to get some easy wins.
Yeah, I'm kind of interested to see what the deceased stuff does, because we didn't get it. Of course, since the deceased and the Black Lantern other stuff are chases themselves, we were only going to see one chase probably out of that. And so I was kind of hoping, I was kind of like, when I started seeing some of the super rares at first, I was kind of like, oh man, where are the Black Lanterns? Where are the deceased going to go? You can't tell me all of them are going to be chasing. And then it's like, well, not all of the Black Lanterns are, but the majority of them are. So.
I don't hate that. You know, Marvel Zombies, they were all chases. They love making the undead people super high rarity or whatever to get. So I can't totally hate that decision. It's pretty much... looking on the path,
that's the way it's been. So, right. It's fine by me. Yeah. So here's my other, I've got to ask a different question now, because I just saw the World's hotel slots opening up. And so my question is, because this is kind of me thinking, because I want to try to go to Worlds this year, because I've never been. And, That's a goal of mine. It's like it's on a checklist of things I want to do in my life before I die. It's like one of us go to Worlds. I may do a bunch of battle royales, and that's all I do, but I want to go to Worlds at least once. I hadn't done San Diego Comic-Con yet, and apparently this year is not the best year to go.
No, it's not.
Because everybody and their mama's just like, we ain't going.
Well, it's about the artist. And as an artist, that's what I do for a living. I love the fact that, and I know some people don't, I love the fact that this Comic-Con is actually going to be more about the comics and like the people that make the comics and stuff like that versus just the stars. I love the stars and everything like that, but knowing that the people that do go there, the comic creators and stuff like that are there, are going to get more shine. I'm okay with that personally, but I get it.
And that's very fair. It's interesting when you think about like, okay, if I was going to go and I was expecting to see like a Kevin Smith or go to see like premieres for movies as well, and then not get to do that, it would just throw me off a bit on my game.
Right,
on it.
Sure.
Yeah, for sure.
So that's almost a whole nother podcast separately, Antonio. Just be aware, if I message you in the next 2 days and be like, hey, let's talk about San Diego,
I'm always down to talk, man.
That's probably going to happen.
I'm always down to talk about this. Again, as you can see what I have in my background, down the clown all the time.
Yeah, the Alex Ross villains from the Justice cover, by the way. So Alex Ross, anyway, all day, every day, as far as I'm concerned. So Now, my question about worlds, though, is when you get a room, do you guys typically try to take a few people with you to get a room so that you can, like, split that room up? Do you try to do the room solo, dolo?
I didn't even know there was a way to do room solo, dolo, like, as a geek. Usually you travel with a bunch of people, generally, from my experiences going to worlds. So it's at least three people in a room most times. Whenever I've been in a room, it's at least three people, and that's including myself. It's at least like two other people in a room with me. Makes kind of sense, you know? Yeah. Just makes sense.
Okay, so I'll put it out there now, and just saying I'm looking for two other people that want to split a room for worlds, because I saw the prices every night, and I'm sitting there going like, I don't know if I want to be able to try to do that by myself.
But that's because you're staying in. That's because you're staying in Graceland. That's the thing. So.
You might be able to find a cheaper room off site.
Honestly, look, man, I need that Death Metal Wonder Woman and some of them other prizes because I don't have a Death Metal Wonder Woman.
Okay.
And I don't necessarily have the $70 or $80 to get a Death Metal Wonder Woman. I'm like, well, if I'm already going to be there anyway, I might as well see if I can split a room with some people and then get me a Death Metal Wonder Woman out of it and whatever else the pricing is on it.
WizKid had just put a post out, like the other day they had put a post out like where they were asking did anybody else want to share some rooms or something like that. Like, I forgot where that was. I think it might have been on the official WizKid's Facebook page or something like that where they were asking did people want to room and stuff like that with them. So,
well, if you find that post, send it to me because I'll be down. But anyway, so, you know, going to Worlds this year, first time ever getting a chance to go. Like I said, more than likely, because Edward and I talked, Edward Shelton, friend of the show, talked, and he was like, well, do you want to try to go win the national championship, world championships, or do you want to get as much swag as you can get? I'm like, well, it's my first time going. I don't know that I have the stuff to put together a world destruction team, especially with all the stuff that's just wrecking fools all over the place. And we know that this set won't be legal for Worlds because by the time it comes out, it won't have that time frame to clear for it.
It's going to come out after Worlds.
It comes out after Worlds. Right.
Probably going to be an early release available at Worlds more than likely.
Yeah, but it won't be legal for Worlds itself.
Worlds is in October, though, right?
No. Worlds is in September.
14, 15, 16.
Retirement's in October.
Retirement's, yeah, right after Worlds.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's crazy that they're doing Nationals and a month later it's Worlds. Like,
yeah, very close.
What is going on with them? Like,
I mean, it's nothing new. There was a time when they had Nationals on Saturday and then Worlds.
And then Worlds on. You know what? I was there too. Oh my gosh, I remember that. I remember, and I think the National and Worlds champion was the same person.
No, it's funny.
I want to say it was like Howard Brock. Wasn't it Howard Brock that year that won like Nationals and Worlds like back to back?
I thought his team won like Team Worlds and then he won Worlds or something like that.
Yeah.
But it might. Yeah. So. I will to go back to what you're saying. I love Graceland. I loved staying there last year. I didn't have to pay that much for it because we were doing, you know, the media coverage and everything, but. It was just a great experience. So if this is like a bucket list, I'm only going to go to Worlds once or something, I would say, you know, maybe splurge, go to Graceland. Because there's, you know, once Worlds is over in the little Memphis, you know, Graceland area, and they come back to the hotel, ton of people are back at the hotel. And they're chatting up in like in the outside area, in the pool, at the, you know, at the bar and all that stuff. Brad Broyles was going around, big old thing of moonshine, probably killing people, honestly. That stuff was paint thinner. But like, it was a great time. People were having a fun time partying, talking, chatting, playing other board games, stuff like that. So if, you know, if it's plausible and everything, I would say, yeah, splurge a little bit. If it's a bucket list, you know, once in a lifetime deal, get the full experience.
So Calder, I'm assuming from what you're saying that you stayed there like, through Monday until Monday, I guess.
I did stay until, that Sunday night. And then I left Monday morning.
Okay. Both times I drove out like Sunday. So okay. I missed that part of it, but, to weigh in on this, Will, I've done it both ways. First time I went with two other people. We all roomed in one room. One of us slept on the floor. Because the cheapest Graceland room is just a single either a king or a queen size bed. I forget.
Okay.
So if you room in one of those with somebody else, you'll have to share a bed. But last year, though, I went by myself. So I was in a better place financially, and it's like, you know what? I'm just going to do this. Both times it was a bucket list item for me. First time I was just like, you know what? Worlds is at Memphis. I'm just going to drive out for a day trip because I've never been. I'm going to drive out there the 6 hours, play as many Battle Royals as I can stand, and then drive back out until I found a couple of people who said, hey, we want to go too. And so we were able to all go in on a room.
Okay.
And yes, I have to say that the what do they call it? The TCB package where you get a few LEs thrown in with the room, that was that also affected the decision a lot.
Right.
That was the year that what's her face?
Was that the year with Storm and all them?
Thunder, yeah.
Yeah.
I was thinking I was gonna have to like grind and win that thing because I'm like, I need that. I need that piece. Y'all know how I do.
That was the first year, Kyrie. That was the first year that he did Worlds at Graceland, as a matter of fact, when he did that. That was the first year. Right before the pandemic.
Yep. So last year, you know, in a better place financially, and I was just able to drive out there, go out there alone. Yes, it was a lot of money. I spent a lot of money that weekend. it was worth it. It was worth it. It was also a bucket list time because I was like, you know what? Let me go here to Worlds, and I'm going to bring my completely themed team and see if I can win one, get one win in Worlds competition. I got one win, then I immediately dropped and went and did the Ten of Swords event because I knew I wasn't going to go that much further with that all black everything team.
But, right.
One win, and it was like, and it was a convincing win. It's like, you know what? I did what I came here to do.
Yeah, Edward and I put a team together a while back for a different tournament, and I kind of thought, I was like, I could rock that team. And he's just like, yeah, there's too much stuff that'll wreck it now because it was like a long shot team with a bunch of the people from the Harrow Fire Club. Mm-hmm. And long shot had pumpkin bombs. So basically it was just like, oh, okay, there's Emma Frost. There's, you know, all these other people. But it's like, you basically, if you roll a five and a two, I could replace the two with a five and then I get that crit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then all of a sudden my energy explosion is a, you know, crit, and I'm just popping people with energy explosion every chance I get.
Yeah.
But I don't know how that would work in the current environment. Because a few things have changed since then. I didn't have a World's Finest to deal with at that time, you know. Yeah.
I'm going to be looking very closely at states. I'm running Georgia states here, and I am not looking forward to it because reasons. But
okay.
But I'm going to be looking very closely to just see what is this meta going to be like? What is happening here?
Antonio also had a really interesting post, too, on Facebook about Brimstone and the craziness of Brimstone because he comes in his legacy card. Oh, gosh, he has two of them. He has two. I have one, but it's in Texas, and I got to get it shipped to me. Because I'm ready, because that's like it comes in the play at home kit. I'm like, I just need to buy a play at home kit, and I'm good. And then I got it, so I'm not for sure. It's like somebody said, well, why did you go through that? You don't know what it does. I don't care. I don't have a modern Colossal Retaliator right now, so I need a modern Colossal Retaliator that I know I have. And it's like, I have the Brimstone, I might as well just get it here.
Yeah, hopefully, he'll still have, well, hopefully, for your sake, he still has a retaliation sort of deal.
He does. Scott Porter, he didn't mention what the powers are, but he did say, if you look back at that day when he's looking at it, he is talking about like what he has, and he does mention that it's a retaliation.
Okay.
Yeah. My hopes for him is that he can come up close and then like poison people with penetrating damage before he starts swinging on folks. Just because that seems like that would be crazy. That'd be nuts. Does a pulse wave for his printed damage across everybody just because he's Brimstone? I never get what I want when it comes to dreaming, but I still dream because it's like, why not?
Listen, We'll see. Only time will tell, man. Only time will tell. Look, I'm telling you right now, watch out for Calendar Man. Something inside me, I'm telling you, something inside me says that Calendar Man is going to be the one that's going to, like, is going to do something that's going to be meta or something that's crazy, and people are going to be freaked out because he was hard to get. And he had a lot of techs back in the day that actually did some cool stuff. So I'm telling you right now, just be on the, it's my spidey sense is tingling about Calendar Man.
I hope he's nuts. I mean, I want him to be like broken if it's Thanksgiving, Christmas, Halloween, whatever, you know, that'd be hilarious.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Like
if you come him and Man Bat, I think him and Man Bat are going to be the standouts that no one's even thinking about because Man Bat had nothing on his original dial.
Yeah.
Man Bat was so terrible on the original dial, and that's why I don't have one.
He looks so pretty, though.
He's a beautiful sculpt. So
pretty, but, you know, in the lean years, I was like, this is pretty, but it does nothing for me in a map. I just need to get this money. So I sold it.
All right.
He looks really on that one, Kyrie. I feel you.
He looks really cool, especially I saw somebody posted up a sketch version of it. I was like, oh my gosh, that's just gorgeous.
Even the sketch version, yeah.
So
the Black Knight legacy card from Avengers Forever is what I say a quintessential way that you do an old character that has bad values and nothing. They made that Black Knight for 50 points do something that is absolutely chef's kiss, realistically. And once you get a switch out of the game, I definitely will be playing him. For 50 points, he does a lot for, you know, he just does a lot anyway. But I think he's exactly what, like Man Bat is the perfect candidate for a legacy card because he's almost a blank slate where you can just do whatever you want with him. So I pray that that's exactly what they do with him is, you know, just do, like, go all out because that sculpt deserves something that's good. It deserves something, you know?
I'm happy that they made a legacy out of that piece because, that sculpt was just completely wasted.
They make Man Bat like the Falcon version for Assassins or something?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Well, he flies through. He flies through assassins and moves them.
I wasn't even thinking about that, but
that could be interesting.
I mean, if that's remember, that's not the Man Bat assassin. That's actually Kurt.
Okay.
So maybe Batman like enemy.
Enemy.
Like,
yeah. Good
for Batman enemy, which would be crazy with that new Joker that we just got, the super rare Joker that does a lot for what he does.
Doesn't he give some mystics or something like that?
Why, why would Man Bat do that?
No. Mystics also isn't what it used to be, realistically. Mystics not isn't really. What it used to be. It's just too many ways around it. There's too many ways around it.
Yeah.
You pulse wave.
There you go. Yep. Everybody with Mystics has protected pulse wave, or the Mystics team ability has protected pulse wave. There you go. A little slumps on the butt.
Yeah.
So as we wrap this up, I just want to first of all say thank you guys for jumping on here with me. I appreciate us getting together and being able to talk about the Notorious set. And it's like when I say that, every time I say it, I hear the B.I.G., the version of the song. It's like, Notorious. I just hear that.
Notorious.
Exactly. Yeah. And it's just jam out with it. I don't know why, but it's just that's the only thing that comes to mind.
Y'all young folks thinking about B.I.G., I'm thinking about Duran Duran.
Oh yeah! Hey, look, Kyrie, don't act like you're so old, man. Come on, like, give us some slack, man. I mean, I look young, man. I'm way older than what I just turned 43, man. I know all about Duran Duran. I'm with it.
I'm about to hit the big 5-0 in a couple of months. All right, so I'm just saying.
You sweet summer children. Well,
oh my God.
maybe only Antonio. Calder is actually the sweet summer child.
Actually, yeah, it's like, fair enough.
I had to explain who Super Chicken was to somebody today. Super Chicken and Tom Slick. They were like, what are you talking about?
Amen.
See, you and me, Will, we're in the same bracket. We are definitely the same.
So if we're about to go, let me ask y'all. I had asked this online.
Sure.
What from what we've seen so far, what are you guys' top five? From what we've seen just so far, what would you say your top five from what we've seen?
Like top five.
I'm not saying meta.
Saying that I need to get.
Just what are your top five from the stuff that we've seen from the unboxing this week? What are the five figures that you're like, yeah, that's me. Like I need that. I like that. Not necessarily just meta. You can if you want to go all meta, that's perfectly fine. But like, what's your top five?
Who do you want to start with? Do you want to start with you, or you want to start with somebody else?
Let's work up. I'll go last. Kyrie, start it off, bro.
Because I collect Atlantis, Black Lantern, Aquaman. Number one. That is the one chase that I'm going to be trying to get.
He makes the sharks for sure. He makes those sharks.
Almost certainly he makes the sharks. Speaking of sharks, I'm going to need both them King Sharks so I can play a full Shark Week team with, you know, the Shark Shredder and Armageddon. There'll be like 1,000 points of just sharks, and I'll be playing the Jaws theme every time.
That's awesome.
Let's see. What else? What else? Kite Man. Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
I collect Robins, so maybe the Robin King, even though it's not technically a Robin.
I really hope that dial is good.
Yeah.
Like, all fingers are crossed that dial is actually working.
Mm-hmm. I need one of every goon. Like, usually I just buy a brick and just leave it at that. Brick and whatever seals and impulse buys, that's all the buying I do. This time I'm going to get a case because I need every figure in this set that I've seen so far.
Good deal. That's a great way to be. Mm-hmm. Calder, how about you? What's your top five, bro?
So currently I'm super excited for the set. I love it. My number one is Lex Luthor. Be really easy to get. I'm a big Lex Luthor guy. He's probably my favorite DC character. I love his mindset. I love his mentality. He's such an interesting character. He's very polarizing. A master manipulator, all this stuff. I'm a little hurt that this is also our Orange Lantern Lex, and it's not like orange battle suit or anything. It's also a little rough that it's not a Forever Evil Lex in that battle suit, but we got so many in Trinity War. I can move past it. I think he has a really cool trait, so I'm really pumped to play this Lex Luthor. Next up, Bizarro. This is such a cool dial that you can actually play him a Bizarro dial. You can have them start on the back end and go forward. So cool. So fun. So I love this Bizarro. He's really cool. Mr. Freeze, probably one of my favorite Batman villains. I'm super enjoying this Mr. Freeze. I think he's really cool. So him for sure. Mazzas, the legacy card. Again, he's just like another Lex Luthor, but I really enjoy Mazzas.
Exactly what he did before. Yes or no? You think he's going to do what he did before?
Man, I liked what he did before, so I hope it's similar with just a point reduction, honestly. But I don't know. I really don't know. There was a point in time where you could like look at almost every legacy card and be like, they're probably just going to do what they did before, and maybe a little extra gimmick or something. But man, they've gotten so creative recently with these, where it's just like, you know, butts to what they did before. This is a whole new character, you know. Mm-hmm. So it's up in the air, but I would be totally fine if he did the same things. I loved playing him. But yeah, it's tough with legacy card nowadays. Really, it's just like they take that and they're just like, all right, wipe it clean. We got a whole new, whatever you want to call it, a whole new portrait we can paint here with these things. And then last but not least is Kite Man. Hell yeah. I love Kite Man. I was a big proponent of, like, when Harley Quinn and Gotham Girls was starting to be released, we were slowly seeing previews. I was like, please give us Kite Man. Oh my gosh, please give us Kite Man. Because it was like a year after the War of Jokes and Riddles. And if you were in any comic book group on Facebook at the time, people were talking about Kite. He was such a meme in all those groups for so long. So getting a Harley Quinn, animated series Kite Man, he's funny. Chuck, I know a lot of you guys said you haven't seen Harley Quinn yet. I've only seen the first season. It's a really funny show. And Kite Man, like, pulls chicks. And it's like, why? For what reason should Kite Man ever have that ability? But he does. And he, like, he pulls Ivy for a while. And I'm like, dang, Kite Man's, he's tapping Ivy? All right, my man. He can, anything is possible, I guess. You know, Charlie Brown, you know.
It's the Harley-verse.
It's I love this version of Kite Man being more than just a cheap little taxi. So it's really cool. So those are my top five. I'm pumped.
Thanks. How about you, Will?
All right. So first things first, my legacy figure. Facebook said it best with the post of, we've changed so much to 2x2 maps since the last time you've been around, Darkseid. So my legacy figure is Darkseid. I got 10 range. I don't care if they literally just make him cheaper and don't touch his dial other than base powers. It's Darkseid with a 10 range.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, number one.
So much pain coming from that figure. I can see it already. Oh.
Yes. That's the one.
Here's something I'm thinking that they're going to do. I think they're going to give him Sinestro Core keyword and make him the representative of the deceased dark side. I'm calling it now. Seeing how we got the Lex that had the Orange Lantern and he doesn't look like the Orange Lantern.
Right.
I think we're going to get the and Scarecrow has Sinestro Core. I think we're going to get a dark side that's going to represent that deceased dark side. Since we didn't get him as a chase, when I think about it, we just got a dark side. I think we're going to get this as the representation.
Okay. Well, I mean, hey, just another stupid, dumb ring slinger that can do dumber stuff. I mean, I'll take it. So that's my legacy card that I want. When it comes to regular pieces, I'm really digging the Manhunters. So as many of them as I can get my hands on. The Guardian Thunder, which I've already mentioned a couple of times. I want the Prime OMAC mainly because I picked up the John Byrne books and I want to see what they did with him because he's like he's the true one man artillery, one man army corps thing. Yeah. I want to see if they can pull off a one man army figure with him as it.
I'm thinking that they just might say, hey, this is going to be the Prime Brother I OMAC or whatever.
Well, they already showed. So Kyrie, they already showed the. They know it's a Prime, but it says OMAC. But you are correct. They could just say this is the Brother I version. Oh my gosh.
True.
Yep.
I don't know why that Brainiac looks baller as all get out. I want that Brainiac.
Interesting.
True. I'm not gonna say that again. He may not be the greatest on the stick, but the look of him, I'm just like, I need that OMAC in my life.
The look of him is great. That sculpt is like perfection.
My number five one, if I could get my hands on a Black Lantern Martian Manhunter, that's one of my favorite Black Lantern characters.
Let's see what it's going to be. I love the first one. The first one was, his point value was 187. Which anyone who knows that's code for murder. So, I know that he's going to be cheaper than the original version, but he might be the same point value since that Superman is so high.
Yeah. Do we know if we're getting a? Of course, I know they don't typically spoil those during the videos, but are we getting a release date kit?
I'm assuming. Yeah, the Riddler, I believe.
It's
the Riddler. Is that your five, Will?
That's my five. So I believe the only person that hasn't given their five is you.
My number one, if I'm being honest about it, is that Legacy Deathstroke. Like, that's one of my favorite sculpts in the game. Deathstroke's one of my favorite DC characters, so I love what he did before, like when he could walk past you and potentially deal you 6 damage just by like walking past him. I enjoyed that. So like everyone said, I kind of hope they just kind of leave him be and reduce his price. But I'm going to play him regardless. I love Golden Glider. I love Blades. I like rolling dice. So I love rolling Blades and the potential to potentially roll all these Blades on all these people for what her point value is absolutely insane. And I think she's going to fly under the radar for a lot of people until somebody breaks her. So I'm excited to just play her. I love the Hellfire X-23. So seeing a Golden Glider do that and she flies, which X-23 doesn't, that's chef's kiss. I love Frank the Plant just because I love characters that do stuff after they get carried around and things of that nature. And I like characters that gain things from fight. So Frank the Plant just isn't good just on his own. He's good when he fights. Being able to go back up to one is, especially with his late dial, if you don't take him out, he will kill you. And I absolutely love that. But that's three. Another one is I love Saturn Queen. I love mind control. So anytime you put a mind control piece in front of me, I'm all for that. I actually really also like, it's gonna sound funny, but I'm calling him the Booty Warrior. It's Black Manta. I love Black Manta, just stealing your shit. Every time I play him, I'm gonna say we can do this the easy way or we can do this the hard way.
The choice is yours.
I'm gonna say that. And my honorable mention, because we haven't seen the dial yet, is the Zod Ursa.
I forgot about that. We forgot about it because we didn't actually see it.
We just saw it because we didn't see it.
It wasn't on the chase cards, so I was just like,
"What?" And it's the last figure in the set.
Yeah,
and then we like so. Let me. I know we're long. Just quick. What do y'all think it's going to do? Just a quick.
I really hope it's like some cool triple attack stuff. I want them to just be a team base where they can do a power action and then they can do a move action, a range action, a close action, or a power action or something. I want them to be broken and nuts. I love them. They're so cool.
I'm
a double base.
I'm low-key afraid.
It's gotta be dumb. There's three people, right? We're gonna put three people on a single base.
You can have them standing like staggered.
Okay. I think one. If you get one of them that's flying, if you think about the world's finest base, you could do one that's running at like Nahn is running at somebody. You could do Zod would be out front.
If we can put Juggernaut in a booster, the Tyler Spies Juggernaut, he's real big. Mm-hmm. They can just get a big base maybe like that, and they could all stand on that.
Nahn's going to be in the back, and then Zod and Ursa are going to be standing in
that front. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Now, were they in the deceased storyline? Is that where they're plugging him in from? Because I didn't get to read the deceased storyline.
I hope they're old school Shakespearean flowy shirts, man.
Black outfits, bro.
Yeah, Superman 2, please.
if it's anything other than Superman 2, I'm going to cry. Like, for real. Yeah. Because dude, that's what we want. Like, if we're being honest, that's what we want. Like,
I'm low-key afraid that it's actually just a WizKids error that they're not in the set.
Don't scare me like that. Don't put that in the universe.
Don't do that, Kyrie. Don't.
Oh, no. I mean, they've done weirder, whacker stuff before.
I mean, they did put the wrong cloak and dagger on a legacy card, so expect anything, as WizKids once so famously said, expect anything.
Yep.
I pray you are wrong, good sir. I pray you are wrong.
So do I.
Maybe you are wrong, but that's
I'd be doing like the praying hands right now. But
now here's a question I'm going to ask in response to that question, Antonio. There is a single Zod in here that we didn't see during the thing too.
Yeah.
So is that Zod going to split off of that base?
I think Zod is going to be your power uncommon. I think he's going to be your Thanos, your Doctor Strange. It makes sense for him to be that way. We haven't had a Zod in a long time. I foresee him being the I pulled him. I'm probably going to win now, like, because he's Zod should be 4 damage, close combat expert, hypersonic, super strength.
Yeah,
I'm calling it right. It's probably going to be that right now. I'm thinking 11 attack, 4 damage, close combat expert, super strength, hypersonic or charge flurry.
Yeah, and he's the last uncommon, so
true.
Save that slot for the big boy in the
They've been doing that as of late, just putting one uncommon to just kind of rule them all, so that you don't feel bad if you don't, you know, you don't pull a good rare. So I think Zod is going to be that uncommon that you pull.
Mm-hmm. And so here's another question I'm going to ask, because y'all kind of made me think about this before we wrap up. I don't think Wheels of Vengeance comes out with this coming out in September. I don't think we get Wheels of Vengeance in early October. I think we get Wheels of Vengeance closer to end of October, November, December.
Yeah, it's going to be a Halloween release.
Avengers Forever around that time.
They're pushing that back.
They're going to push that back. So here's my question. Retirement will happen before we get the next set, before we have a chance to get the previews probably for the next set. How far do you feel like they're going to go in the land of retirement to push out? I mean, are we gonna get what Antonio wants? I don't know if he really wants it, but I feel like he does. Where we just go to Batman, where everything is just small maps. Kind of, we've talked before about the small map versus big map craziness that some people are having.
That would be terrible.
Because
Avengers Forever is still super fresh. They can't go back that far.
Yes, they can't go back that far.
That's killer.
But I would be okay with them. I would be okay with Avengers Forever and going forward. I personally would be okay with that, realistically. I would be okay with that.
So we get rid of Disney Plus. We get rid of X-Men, Rise and Fall.
Swords?
Exoswords?
Never mind. So Exoswords forward. I would be okay with Exoswords going forward.
Okay. I would agree with that if it also meant we early rotate all the tarot cards like they did ID. And they just instantly get rid of them.
Because they're not, they're just, I don't care, man. They're just so not fun to play or play against. They were such a conundrum at Worlds to like, oh, this one's scratched a little bit. Switch it out. It's just like, just get rid of them. I'm over them. I'm over.
Callers like burn them in a flame, in a pot of fire, and just let them go.
That's your words, not mine.
So I feel like X of Swords forward, basically, and minus the tarot cards.
I would be happy with that. I would be happy with X of Swords, I think.
I'll miss Disney Plus, but I won't miss Scarlet Witch, and I won't miss Icarian Iron Man. So I guess maybe I won't miss Disney Plus as much as I think.
Here's the thing we got to think, too. Saki Iron Man just got additional help from War Machine being in the game now. It's just like,
yes.
Sideline. Oh, yes. Hi. If you just happen to kill Saki, don't worry, because Rhodey is coming. But even worse,
my boy for backup.
even worse, it's like Mary Jane, the little Mary Jane with Stark Industries for 15 points. It's just like, go on, kill her. Go ahead, because Rhodey's coming. And whether you've seen Secret Invasion or not, Rhodey's upset with all of y'all.
Yeah.
I have not seen Secret Invasion, so.
That's why I'm not saying anything spoilery type. Not gonna spoil
that. I want a good War Machine. I'd like an excuse to put War Machine on everything. He's cooler Iron Man. He's Iron Man with like guns and also flight experience, and he's a soldier. Like, he's just cool. Like, I want a good War Machine.
If they legacy
wrong word there, Calder.
Wrong word.
If they legacy the Captain America and Avengers War Machine, I'd be happy. And then just make him exactly how he was. You could even just drop him down to maybe like 80, 75 points. And Chef's Kiss, like, that was a perfect War Machine. That's exactly what you wanted in War Machine. He was perfect. So,
yeah.
Especially with Avengers team ability now. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Get
out of here.
We get plus one when we choose a person, and we just get plus one attack.
Fun fact about Rhodey and Iron Man and me. My first issue of Iron Man that I ever bought was Iron Man number 169, where he first puts on the suit.
Oh, cool.
Nice.
So you got to see all of the glory of Rhodey eventually going crazy and them having to eventually make him the new suit to fit him while Tony was dealing with his demons in a bottle.
Yeah.
It was really something to see that storyline just continue and keep going.
Okay.
It's not like these days where it's like, you know, part one of six where you know it's going to happen. And it's just going to be neatly in a trade paperback. They kept that storyline up for a solid 2 years.
Calder may be the only one in the group that remembers this. If not, correct me and let me know.
Okay.
Captain America, I believe it's called City at War, where Captain America ended up getting like cocaine laced Streets of Poison.
Okay,
he got like crack laced into his super shield or so, and it's blood. He was on a crack binge for like 12 episodes. He was just beating people down and everything. And it like he ends up fighting Crossbones, but they drained his blood, gave him a blood transfusion. He had no super soldiers there for like 24 hours. So like he's fighting Crossbones with just Steve Rogers.
Yeah.
Just pure American ingenuity and know-how and punching fools with a shield. And I'm sitting there going, that's the greatest storyline for two reasons. One, because Cap got high on crack and couldn't get out of his system. And secondly, because a shirtless Kingpin and a shirtless Red Skull fought each other there in that series. And three, Ron Lim drew the art for it.
Wow.
Shout out to Ron Lim. Shout out to Ron Lim. He's one of my favorite artists.
I heard
of this storyline.
It don't get much better in life than a storyline where Cap looks at, I think it might have been like Black Widow. It was just like, no, the only one I'm balanced here is you and your inability to handle situations. You need to leave me alone and stay out of my business. Nobody asks you what I'm doing. And it's just like, they're like, yo, Steve's got a symbiote or something.
Steve
was harsh. Absorbing Man got turned to cocaine once. So, I mean... got used too. Like someone, he got turned to cocaine and then got used. Like someone actually did him afterwards. You know?
So now we need somebody to use the Absorbing Man that we got in the latest set. but do the tokens and paint them all white.
Yeah. Oh my gosh!
Just yeah. lines
and just have just them lines just have them coming together, and he forms in the middle of it.
Lovely. All right.
Well, that was good. That was good time. That was good time. But anyway, yeah. We'll never know if we ever get those clicks or not. It'd just be hilarious if we got like a crazy Marvel or DC set that was just called the
I don't know what they would call it, but basically it's based on all the wildest storylines. Like that time
Powerbomb.
Lois Lane.
I want Speedy that's on heroin. That's
Speedy. Look, that's the new Iconics, Colvin. That's the new Iconics, like Speedy with like a needle. What?
Sam Wilson, Captain America as werewolf.
That needs a legacy.
If they legacy carded that, that's my favorite Captain America. Cap-wolf? I have the Funko Pop.
I would love if we got a Cap Wolf legacy card. That would be sick.
Cap-wolf legacy card
as a werewolf. The current run, Joaquin Torres, the Falcon. He's like a super Falcon creature thing now. Yeah. He's interesting. Yeah,
that's crazy.
I love all the weird stuff we do.
But yeah, comics. No, my buddy of mine and I have talked about like the weird, crazy covers and all this stuff that I've seen. Like there's one where like Superman is performing a wedding with Jimmy Olsen and an ape in Africa. And like Jimmy Olsen's just sitting there just going like, you know, Jimmy Olsen's just like, well, I can't marry an ape, Superman. And Superman's just like, well, you don't know the laws of the land. Jimmy, you got to marry her now. You promised.
Listen, man. Peter Parker went to Wakanda and got his hair braided. Okay. Like that's been a comic book.
Osborn has been rocking Rose for a while. He's been
an ocean up there. But you know, like Peter Parker was in Wakanda, and then T'Challa looked at him like, "What are you doing?" And he's like, "What? Like this is
it's
just
not like, what it looks like."
I think he was like, "This is like what Mary Jane." Now I know what Mary Jane feels like when she goes to Mexico. You know. So anyway.
Yeah. I love the crazy different covers that come out, man. It's glorious. But anyway, gentlemen, it's been a pleasure to talk with you about everything Notorious and beyond and all that stuff. Appreciate you coming on and talking with me. Last words before we go. Calder, first of all, Calder has access to a couple things. If you are a listener of this particular podcast and you say, I want to go buy some HeroClix. I want to go get some somewhere. Where can they go and what code can they use to do that?
Let's do some plugs, shall we? Dial H, thanks to Dial H for HeroClix and our podcast and all the fun things we've done. We have a code for you, HeroClix players. If you want to go to coolstuffinc.com, you can use code DIAL5 for 5% off your order. If you want to go to shop.wizkids.com, you can use code DIALH10. Apparently, it doesn't work with Iconics and Play at Home kits. I'm sorry, that's out of my control. But you can save 10% off. Yeah, sorry. You can save 10% off your HeroClix order on shop.wizkids.com with code DIALH10.
They just want you to the bricks, guys. It's okay.
They want the bricks. They had a pretty good deal for an old man Logan Ellie, and he was hard to get, so that was kind of cool. But there's the fun plugs. And then also, if you want to, after you're done listening to this amazing podcast, you can come over. If you're still on Spotify, Dial H for HeroClix is also on Spotify, and just look us up and go ahead and give us a listen. And you know, if we're not your thing, then you can turn it off. But if we are your thing, keep listening. I'd love it and really appreciate it.
It's a great show. I listen to it weekly, so it's all right. It's okay.
Thank you.
Kyra, you you have a website people can go to, so why don't you let the people know where they can find you and your lovely work?
Yeah, it is called www.heroclixin.com.
That's you run that, Kyrie? That's awesome. I love that website.
It is it's sporadically updated. Right now I'm working on the next legacy card review article, but it's going to take some time before that one to get completed because we're not going to see those legacy cards for a good solid 2 months. So, but you know, I start by looking at the you know old figures and what they do, and then I'll update it with the new stuff. Anyway, it's just my little website where I write about stuff that's fun about HeroClix. Not a whole lot of meta talk, not super updated that often. Sometimes it's just battle reports of games I have with friends, but it's always a good, fun time.
All right. And Mr. Clark, where can people find you?
My website, antonioclark.com. If you on all the social medias, antonio.clark.art. That's also the name of my YouTube channel and everything like that. And you know, if you need art, I'm your guy. Whatever you want art wise, I'm your guy. Like I always say, be good to yourself, be good to others, go be super.
All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, you have just joined us for a notorious chat about the notorious product that's coming out. And I totally forgot to ask my question about pulp, but that's another day, another time, because we're not going to do that. We've already got it wrapped up, so we're wrapping up now. So above all, guys and girls, do me a favor. Be blessing a blessing to somebody, guys. Take care.
Blessings to you all as well.
Yes.
And...